This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Last week, Garfield County commissioners agreed to spend more than $400,000 to revamp the base of Red Hill Recreation Area in Carbondale. Elizabeth Stewart Severy reports.
The funds from Garfield County will be used to reroute County Road 107, which officials think will improve safety at the start of the popular trail system. The town of Carbondale purchased property there last year and has been working to add trails and reduce congestion. Three new trails have been recently completed, but plans to build a new parking lot and realign the road still need approval from the Colorado Department of Transportation. The new design is meant to keep hikers and bikers off of the county road. Officials say construction could start as soon as this fall. Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.
The play Tribes opens at Carbondale's Thunder River Theater Company tonight. The main character is a deaf man, finding his identity in a family of hearing people. Kristen Kay has more.
Corey Simpson is the executive artistic director of Thunder River Theater and the director of Tribes. While he was researching the play, he picked up his phone to call the artistic director of a deaf theater in Denver.
I set my phone down and I almost immediately realized I had no idea how I would have a phone call with somebody who's deaf.
That was the beginning of the learning curve for Simpson and the rest of the company. They took crash courses in American Sign Language, or ASL, sat down with local members of the deaf community, and brought deaf actor Michelle Schaefer on board, along with two ASL interpreters. Those interpreters will take center stage in the final two performances later this month. Often, they're placed on the sides, forcing deaf audience members to choose between watching them or the action on stage.
We talked with the folks that are part of our production that are deaf and said, where would you place them to have the best experience? And so that's where they're going to be.
A preview of Tribes takes place this evening. The show's official opening is tomorrow night. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
A state-by-state effort to start using the popular vote to decide presidential elections is growing after lawmakers in Oregon decided to join this month. But as Capitol correspondent Scott Franz reports, a challenge to Colorado's membership in the group is picking up steam.
Governor Jared Polis quietly signed the bill to join the Popular Vote Compact in March. Now, a group opposed to the new law has gathered more than 100,000 signatures. They need just over 124,000 before August 1st to ask voters whether they want it overturned. Mesa County Commissioner Rose Puglisi is leading the effort.
The momentum for this issue has not slowed down at all. We have over 2,100 volunteers that we know of circulating petitions that signed up through our website.
If organizers get enough signatures, Colorado voters would decide the popular vote's fate in November 2020. I'm Scott Franz.
This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome. Good morning.